with a question. Now, I really want to talk about a little bit a topic from Rabbi Braun Sefer, Rabbi Braun Sha'odim B'Halacha, about Tfilas HaDerech. Rabbi Sai. A little about a topic, about, it's not so much the Halachas of Tfilas HaDerech, about the difference between the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech and a bracha of a tefillah when you enter a city and when you leave a city. Today, we don't really do that. Today, we only are familiar with Tfilas HaDerech. When you go on a trip, you make a bracha. But in the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech, we are also koilel in the bracha a shevach to Hashem that we are leaving, and a bracha of tefillah of entering. In other words, there are three things. There is a tefillah to Hashem that our journey should be safe. When you travel somewhere, you know, it's dangerous. Traveling is a dangerous activity. And when you travel, you want to be mispalat to Hashem that you should be safe. But besides the tefillah that the journey should be, the passage should be safe, there's a special tefillah the person makes when he leaves the makom. I've been here for a very long time, and now I'm leaving. What exactly are you doing when you are leaving? So in essence, we're trying to show, to bring out this point, is that you are thanking Hashem for my experience in this location. And likewise, when you enter into a new location, you thank Hashem, and this is going to be a little bit of a dilemma, what exactly are you doing when you come to a new location? Are you praying to Hashem that your stay in this new location should be successful? Or are you thanking Hashem for reaching my destination? And then there is what is in the middle. There is the journey. So when we say Tfilas HaDerech, we really touch upon all three. But that's not so simple. The Iker Tfilas HaDerech is a tefillah for a safe passage. We embellish our tefillah of the safe passage with a shevach to Hashem for being where we were until now, our departure from the Mokoyim, and likewise a prayer to Hashem when we reach our destination, that our future stay and experience in this new location should be successful. Now let's analyze. Good morning. Good morning, how are you? Okay. Watch your step. Yeah. Now, as a Hagdama to this topic, I came across something, actually in that safe that we use pretty often, Shleime Mitzion. He asks a question, he gives three answers. In the beginning of Parashas Vayetze, it says, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shava, Vayelech chorona. Why does the Pasuk emphasize the departure and the arrival? And the truth is, it doesn't really mention the arrival, it mentions the journey to Choron. Why could it just say, Vayelech Yaakov Chorona? Vayelech, why does the Pasuk have to mention Vayetze?
So Rashi says.
So there are three answers. There's the Iker answer is Rashi. Rashi from its Mashma, you are correct. There is absolutely no need for the Pasuk to mention the departure. There's no need. The only reason why it says Vayetze is to teach you Yitzias Tzadik min HaMokoyim Oysa Roisham. When a tzaddik leaves a city, it makes an impression. As long as he's there, he's the hoida ziva v'hadara. Let me read the words of Rashi. Vayetze lo hoya tzach lichtav ella vayelach Yaakov chorana ferish. V'lama hiske yitziyah. Say ella. The answer is magid to tell you she yitziyah tzaddik min amakim oisa roisham. She bezman she had tzaddik buir hu hoida hu ziva hu hadara. Isn't that amazing? We just learned that today. Chagor charbecha al mosnecha hoidecha v'hadorecha. Isn't that amazing? But Rashi here is in the middle, ziv. Another word. Isn't that amazing? Hashlacha pratas. Rashi says it is your hoid. When a tzaddik is in a city, the entire city's beauty is the tzaddik. Hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadara, yotza misham. Pana hoida, pana ziva, pana hadara. Okay, so that's the first answer. It goes away. It departs. Departs. Pana hayoim. The yoim is turning away. It really means to turn away. It's coming to an end.
Separate issues. Sometimes you leave a place because you have to leave, and sometimes you go somewhere else because you have to go there.
Excellent. So you just touched upon the second answer. The second answer is at the end of last week's parasha, why did Yaakov actually leave? Why did Yaakov leave his parents and go to Haran? So there are two answers. His mother's reason and his father's. The primary reason why his mother told him to leave was because Vayistoim Esav LiYaakov. Rivka was aware that Esav was planning to murder Yaakov. She told him, escape. Get out of here. Once you're leaving already, you might as well go to my brother Lavan in Haran and get married. Yaakov was not aware, does not appear according to the Pshut Shel Mikra, that Yaakov was aware that Esav was trying to murder Yaakov, and Rivka convinced Yitzchak that it's time for Yaakov to get married, and Yitzchak should tell. It's like the typical type of husband and wife where the husband thinks he's in control. A good wife she calls the shots and she makes her husband think that he's in control. It's a classic.
The perfect thing is, I don't want to mention, but at the end of the parsha last week, it says, Vayugadla Rivka, right? And so Rivka told, what did Rivka say to Yaakov? Yukum barach lecha el avi chamrona, el avon achi chamrona. What did Yitzchak say to him? Bekach lecha mishukum lech padena aram. So where did he go? One says to go to Padna Aram, one says to go to Haran. But he said to go to Padna Aram, beisav v'suel, and one says, she said go to Lavan, he said go to Padna Aram.
Okay, what's the answer?
So why? Because he is beisav v'suel. V'suel was the lakachas lo misham isha, but Rivka told him to leave because Esav wants to hide you.
Kill you.
V'suel doesn't have the capabilities of protecting Yaakov, but Lavan did. He ran to Lavan to be protected.
Interesting. So Lavan could protect, but not Pesuel.
Pesuel was an old man if he was still alive.
Very interesting.
But Lavan, and they moved since he went, since Padan Aram, maybe they moved. I said he didn't leave a
Maybe it means the family. Friends. Maybe it means the family. I hear. Okay, so we're all basically saying the same thing. There were two reasons. Mr. Marillis, you are on the mark. Mr. Marillis is exactly what it means. There are two reasons why Yaakov fled. He fled because his life was in danger, and his destination was to get married. So therefore, that's why the pasuk says both. Vayetze. When you go somewhere, why are you leaving? Let's say you want to go. Why? I don't want to leave.
Who you leave behind?
I'm very happy to stay here. I want to go see my children in Eretz Yisrael. So the primary reason why you're leaving. It's not because you want to leave, it's because you want to go to a destination. You want to go somewhere. You want to go visit. You want to go see some exotic safari, some crude. You want to go somewhere. Then you focus on your destination. Sometimes you have nowhere to go. And it's not even important where you go. The focus is to get out of here. This location is a sakanas nefesh. I have to leave. I must leave. It's not safe for me to be here. So then you say, Vayetze, I'm leaving. Where am I going? Wherever I'll go. I'll figure it out where I'm going. The meaning is to leave.
Hello, it's Ashavareka. He says, get out of town. Where am I going? I don't know.
It's not important where you're going.
They threw you in the furnace here.
So here as well, there's a double met. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er-Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Yaakov Avinu is doing both. His mother told him the main reason why you have to leave is because your life is in danger. Vayetze Yaakov L'kayim Ashenem L'shem Yichud Kudsh Baruch Hu L'kayim Mitzvahs Kibud Eim. Vayelech Harana L'shem Yichud Kudsh Baruch Hu L'kayim Mitzvahs Kibud Av. My father told me to go to Haran to get married, to go marry a girl from my family, from the family. So that's why the pasuk has to emphasize Vayetze and Vayelech. Vayetze is mitzad ha'aim. Vayelech is mitzad ha'af. That's the second answer.
There are two times here we're seeing that Rivka failed to speak simply, straightforwardly to Yitzchak. One was, she should have said, Esav is a Rasha, Yaakov is a tzaddik, give the brachas to Yaakov. And here too,
Shidduchim. She did not reveal Vayistam Esav Yaakov.
She didn't say, Yaakov's life is in danger. Why say straight? Both times, Rivka should have and could have, but didn't talk.
Okay, that's a big topic, which I don't know. You have to look in the Farshim. The truth, though, is that she did listen. Here, the second time she listened, Yitzhak learned his lesson to listen to Rivka. The first time there was obviously this disagreement, who should get the brachas? And Yitzhak says, I'm giving the brachas to the one who I want. And then, when this whole story happened, he said, Gam Baruch Yiyeh. So then the second time, when it came to a Shidduch, he listened to her. He right away listened. Rivka said to Yitzchak, it's time for our son Yaakov to get married. Tell him to go to...
The reason was that his life was in danger.
No, but he didn't. But she did not tell that to Yitzchak.
The question I'm asking is why?
Why?
Because if you, by Omer Hashem law, at various times, when a Navi has a Nebuah, doesn't give him license to pass on that Nebuah to anybody else but him. Because that's why it says from when Moshe starts, it says Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lamar, the operative word is, I want you to tell other people what I just told you. If it doesn't say that, you have no right to tell anybody anything.
Okay, I hear.
Keep it to yourself.
Okay, now there's a third answer. A third answer that the Shlomo Zion explains why it says Vayetze Vayelech is because Yaakov did not go directly to Haran. He stopped off in the base medrash of Shem the Aver. So if it was a two-part trip, Vayetze Yaakov Beber Shava, where are you going? Where'd he go? He didn't go to Harana. He stopped off in Koilel for 14 years. And then Vayelech Harana. And then he went to Haran, then later after 14 years, then he went to Haran. So in order to indicate that it was not a direct journey, he did not take a direct flight. He went in two stages. First, Beismed, Shem Vever, and then, and that's why, Vayetz Yaakov Beber Shava, he didn't go anywhere. He went into a cave to go learn. And then after 14 years, Vayelech Haran. So the Shlomo Zion, he presents three mahalchim to answer the question of Rashi. Why does it say Vayetze Yaakov? It just should have said Vayelech Yaakov Chorona. Answer number one to review is Rashi's own interpretation to teach you that Kol Zman Shat Sadik Beir Hu Hoido Hu Ziva Hu Hadara Yotza Misham Pona Hoido Pona Ziva Pona Hadara. Answer number two, Vayetze Yaakov, this is a din of kibud aim. Because of Sakonis Nefoshes. Vayelech Haran is a mitzvah kibud af to get married. Answer number three, Vayetze Vayelech, it was not a direct flight. He had to stop off in the middle for a significant amount of time to prepare. He went to the Beis Medrash of Shem V'Aver. Okay, fine. Now, by the way, when I said Beis Medrash of Shem V'Aver, that's not so simple. There's a different Gersois. Where exactly he went to learn? Did he go learn the old Beis Medrash of Aver? Different Gersois. But he went to learn. He went to learn to prepare what was coming next. Okay.
Actually, it was just Aver, because Shem was already gone.
Shem already, so he's Talmidim, but it's Beis Medrash. Like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel.
Shem was gone 15 years already.
Yeah. Well, like you have Beis Medrash, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel.
I said it was still Aver.
Okay, whatever. What was the mahalach of learning? Some said that Shem was like Lake with Torah Lishma. Aver, no, I'm not joking. Aver was Torah Derech Eretz. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, Yeshiva University, Torah Derech Eretz. No, this old stuff is not even the first to say this. That until now, Yaakov now was going to work. He worked for 20 years. He worked 20 years straight. It's a different focus. You have to prepare yourself for what your life is going to be, what your plans are for the future. It's a different type of learning. If you're planning to sit and learn the rest of your life, then it's one type of learning. You're planning to become a rav. It's another type of learning. You're preparing to become a businessman. It's a different type of learning. You're preparing to become a doctor, so you should spend some time learning all the issues relating to the medical field. Every you have to prepare. The Beis Medrash of Aver was the Beis Medrash that was perfectly fit to prepare for working by Lavan for 20 years. If Yaakov was going to become a learner to go build the Beis HaMikdash and Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, maybe the Beis Medrash of Shem would have been more appropriate to him to learn. There's a machlokes in the gears of Rashi. Rashi, you look in different chumashim, you'll see different things. What exactly did he learn? When Rashi mentions this stopover for 14 years, does it say Beis Medrash of Shem? I think they have all different gersois. One gear says Beis Medrash of Shem V'Aver. Another gear says Beis Medrash of Shem. And there's another gear says Beis Medrash of Aver. There are different Yerusois, and there's a very big Nafgamina. Where exactly, what exactly, who was Aver? Who was Shem? Define who these people were. And then when you understand who they were, you can understand what their ideology was and what they were promoting, what they were teaching. And Yaakov was certainly going to Lavan Harami. It was a very difficult life to deal with this person and to deal with what he was had to work with. And he got married four times. Okay, getting married four times, you need a special Shulchan Aruch. Choshe Mishlot, Evan Oez, or Chaim. Okay, you need a different Shulchan Aruch for each wife. You got to know what to do. It's a whole different Mahalach. Okay, so these are the three basic Mahalachim. Now, it's interesting, the Derech Agav, I wasn't even planning to mention these three Mahalachim, but it just jumped off the page. I was just learning over here about Tfilas HaDerech. So let me first read you the Nusach. The Nusach in a standard Siddur. Here's a standard Siddur, article Siddur. Okay, this is like, you know, the global melting pot of all Nuschois. And it says, Yirat Tzoyin Milufanech Hashem Elokeinu. And Ve'elokei Avos, and notice the first thing over here, the Nusach of the Siddur over here is B'loshan Rabin. It's B'loshan Ram. Tfilas HaDerech, it's interesting, you know, they get a lot of cards. If you lease a car, probably on your keys, there's a Nusach HaTfilah for Tfilas HaDerech. They got to give you something, right, for what you're paying for your car. And they have stickers, and children bring home things. And all over, you'll find a Nusach of Tfilas HaDerech. And the Nuschois are very, very different. Every time you look at a Nusach, it's a whole different Nusach. Where did they get this from? Who invented this Nusach? Where did this Nusach come from? So I don't know. I never did any research, but obviously there are different Nuschois. And actually, here in the Sefer, he really touches upon a lot of the differences in the Nuschois, but from a halachic point of view. And let me just read you what it says here in the article, so then we'll discuss some of these things. He wrote something in the Lufanecha, Hashem Elokeinu. So the first red flag in this Nusach is it's written B'Lashon Rabim. Okay, in the plural. Okay, so wait a minute. The plural, who's traveling over here? Hashem Elokeinu Avaseinu, Shetolichenu, may you take us, may you bring us. Shetolichenu, may you, I'm not even sure how to translate this.
Lead us.
Who's us? Let's say you're going all alone. No one's in the car. You're all alone. You're going on a plane all by yourself. What do you mean, Shetolichenu? Should you adjust? Should you change the Nusach Shetolicheni? What? All of the travelers? You don't know. What do you know about them? Let's say you're all alone, you're in the car. You're the only one in the car. Interesting. Okay, you're saying something interesting.
Rabbi, that's a common thread.
No, it's not. Not necessarily. I'm going to read you. Let's get you hold. You're asking good questions. Let's not always the case. Let's see.
Rabbi, it's a common thread.
Yaakov Avinu didn't do this.
He was saying plural.
Really? What about Yaakov? Because we're all sinners. That's easy. Sinners, we all are. But not everyone is going on a vacation to Alaska.
Not everybody is davening Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Well, when you say Tefillah HaDerech, you're saying it alone. Not everyone is saying it together. You're on a bus, and the person who's driving the bus, he takes the microphone. Okay, you're talking to a Tzibur. But let's say you're all alone, and you're reciting this Nusach HaTefillah. Is it proper to say B'Loshon Rabim?
He doesn't bring down it, so it's probably even more proper each person to say it for himself.
So, sorry?
It's the most optimum that each person says the Tefillah HaDerech. By themselves instead of being...
You're correct. It is. That is correct. It is better that everyone should say it themselves. That is correct. The only thing is that if the people are going to mumble it...
Okay, I understand why we don't.
Yes, that is true when it comes to every bracha. That is true when it comes to every bracha, l'chatchila, every person. No, I take that back. I'm sorry, I take that back. There's something called Berovam Hadras Melech. The reason that... Let me explain that. What I said is not totally incorrect, but it may ikar hadin... Berovam Hadras Melech, one person should say the bracha, and everyone should listen intently and answer Amen. That is the ideal all the time. However, the reason why we do not do that, and Ad Kedei Kach, it's almost preferred that we should not do that today, is because most of us cannot concentrate for more than a third of a second. And if someone, you're going to go to someone's house and he's going to recite the benching, Birchas HaMazon, all four blessings, and you're going to sit there, it's not going to take more than a second or a third of a second until you're daydreaming. And you're not concentrating on the recital of the Birchas HaMazon by the Rosh HaBayis. So what will you say to me? So therefore, I'll say it myself, but I'm also not going to concentrate. I'm also going to lose. It's true, when you'll say it yourself, you're going to lose concentration, but it's not as bad. There's much more of a chance that if you are reciting the words yourself, you will focus and concentrate to a greater degree than listening to someone else say the Birchas HaMazon, and for that matter, all brachot. So by and large, today it is accepted by many of the Gedolei Yisrael that in these type of things, it is better everyone should say the bracha themselves. Because you're not, anything that is called a long bracha, a short bracha, one person should say for everyone, because that we assume you can concentrate. So there we fall back on the Ikar HaDin. And that's why in Shul, when it comes, let's say, Mikra Megillah, when it comes to Shechianu on Yom Kippur, when it comes to all the brachas, the brachas that you do in Shul on Mitzvahs, it's a short bracha on L'shmoya Kol Shofar. It's a short bracha. One person makes the bracha, and everyone listens and answers Amen. But something that is a long bracha, like Birchas HaMazon or Tfilas HaDerech, where it requires more concentration for a significant period of time, then we do what we really should not be doing, but we make Kiddush by Chassidim. Everyone makes their own Kiddush. It could be there, you can argue that's not the only reason. There are other reasons why everyone makes their own Kiddush. But Kiddush by Ashkenaz, most of the Kiddush is an exception, it appears, where the Rosh HaBayis makes Kiddush. Why is Kiddush different than Birchas HaMazon?
By Yom Kippur, right? You know, it's a very short
prayer. Everybody says that. Shachianu. You are right. So Shachianu is like modem. You have to say yes. I didn't say that. That's not correct. Shachianu is different because it's a Shachianu. It's like modem derabanan. Just like when it comes to modem derabanan, why do we have to say modem derabanan? You have to give thanks yourself. You cannot make a person an agent to say thank you. Every person has an obligation to give thanks himself. That's why we all recite Moedim D'Rabbanan, and we are not samech on the Moedim of the Shliach Tzibur. Bircha Shechianu, to a large degree, is the same exact thing. The words are Shechianu V'kimonu V'kiyonu L'Azman Hazeh. Everyone must feel that joy that Hashem has granted us life to reach this occasion. So Shachianu is different. But there's a general rule, Berov Am Hadras Melech. One person should make the bracha, everyone should listen. It is today the custom on a long bracha, especially when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, we have a difficulty in concentrating, therefore everyone makes their own bracha. Tfilas HaDerech is a long bracha. Therefore it is ideal everyone should say Tfilas HaDerech themselves. However, it's not always practical because you're not necessarily in a position to get a sitter. And when you're buckling up and you're on the runway, which is the ideal time to say Tfilas HaDerech when the plane is going down the runway, it's not always ideal. So therefore, one person says it.
Down or up?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Down the
runway? When the plane goes into full throttle, when you hear all of a sudden the force of physics. The wheels take off the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a matter of seconds.
End of the runway.
As soon as you're on the runway, you're waiting. All of a sudden, you feel the engines are in full gear, and the pilot has, and the plane begins to move very, very quickly. That's when you say tilos derech. When you're driving on the highway, okay, this is a big, big question: what to do. Big Shiloh, what to do to the Halacha L'maisa. Do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha Tfilas HaDerech when you drive, let's say you drive to Lakewood, when you drive to the country? If you do make a bracha, where would you make the bracha? So where is that? There's a very limited, you're supposed to make the bracha when you begin the journey. Once you're already on the journey, Ikar HaDin, it's too late to make the bracha. It's a Shiloh of a bracha Levatala. And if you make the bracha too early, it's also not proper. And are we really today, do we really have what the roads, according to the rules of halacha, our highways? I mean, Baruch Hashem, there's cell phone coverage on basically the entire network of highways today. And there are rest stops within a few minutes.
You're taking a local draw. That's not considered. You should say.
So someone told me, I don't remember who this was. Someone told me that he is grandfather. Someone told me recently that when he came to America, he made Tfilas HaDerech when he went between Flatbush and Borough Park. He made a bracha. It was such a novelty. And then my mother always told me that when my grandfather, Zecharon Levracha, came to America from after running around, running for his life, he saw the Battery Tunnel, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. It blew his mind. So when he came to America, he had a friend, and they gave him a whole tour of New York, and they went in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. When did they build the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel? How old was that?
Open
1950? So it must have been around then. When did he come? He came to America a little bit before that, I think. I think he came to America a little bit before that, maybe 1948. I don't know. Maybe before that. I don't know. My mother told us
before that, the first tunnel was the Holland
Tunnel. No, this is the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. I think this is the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. It just blew his mind to see such a thing. Cannot believe. And you come from a shtetl, these little shtetlach in Poland. Whoever saw these things, it was unbelievable. So this is a very big dilemma: how we look in modern technology, in the way we live today. Time: are you traveling? How far are you traveling? Does it depend on time? If you're going 60 miles an hour in a car, and you can get there within 18 minutes, how do we readjust or calibrate the rules that Chazal present for the requirement to make a bracha? This there's no real clear answer. There are machlokes ha-poskim, and everyone does what they do. So I remember this person told me that his grandfather, in his mind, you go from Flatbush to Borough Park, how could you not make a bracha tefillas haderech? It was like it's a Talmud Chacham. It's like Pashat, of course. It's Sakon. Today, you know, you travel across the world. People will tell you, today you travel across the world. You don't have to make a bracha, because you know the chances of lightning striking here in Avenue J are greater than going on an air than an airplane, of getting something happening on an airplane, statistically speaking. So it's a very big mystery. Halacha l'maaseh, I think most people that I know are very comfortable making a bracha b'shem u'malchus when they go on an airplane. But I've rarely seen anyone ever make a bracha when they go to Lakewood. I've rarely seen anyone make a bracha when they go to Boston. It's almost unheard of. And what do they do? Someone that's very religious will say the bracha without shem u'malchus. That appears to be a very common pshara, to be makbid, to make an assessment. Where is the best place to say the bracha, and to say it with? You can say Hashem's name. He wrote some milfanach Hashem. You're allowed to say yudke vavke, but not to do the chasima. Do not do the chasima. Baruch atah Hashem. You don't say Hashem's name. Baruch atah shaymea tefillah. That appears to be a very common peshara. But everyone to each his own. What is Rav Zisholt? What did he do? He never made a bracha with Shem Malchus. Did he say Yehirat Sein?
Probably not.
Not even a Yehirat Sein.
The Rabbitson, every time she went in the car, she said a kapitel
Tehillim. She said a kapitel Tehillim. My mother told me that my grandmother came to America, everything was a big novelty after the war. She would never ever go in a car with a woman driver. She just didn't trust women. My grandmother would not, a woman driver, it was like, no way, she's a woman, right? I don't trust women drivers. She viewed a driver of a car to be a skill that requires years of training. Training, what would you say about driverless cars now? Okay, it was like, no way, you wouldn't go. She also, my mother also told me that she never ever believed until that they landed on the moon. She refused to accept.
A lot of people believe that.
What?
It was made in Hollywood.
They didn't land on the moon. She refused to accept that to be that. No way. There's just no way. So, okay, it was a different time, a different world. Okay, let's go further.
Some people,
All right, we're answering right now. I want to discuss some things. Okay, so Tfilas Aderech. Okay, Tfilas Aderech is a complicated sugya. Most people that I know on an airplane are very comfortable making a bracha b'shem malchus. Traveling across the country, yesh v'yesh. Some people will make a bracha, some people will not make a bracha. Everyone has a different Rebbe, a different Mesoira. Now,
what's the name of that river when you go on Route 9 or the Garden State Parkway? What's that river over there?
I don't know. Some people make it right. Some people, but things change because they know every other.
Rabbi Steinberg Shlita says that's where.
Make it. You should say.
At that point in time.
On the Garden State. There's a body of water on the Garden State. When you get onto the Garden State, right.
What's that called? The
exit 10, I think.
What's
it? When you're on the bridge.
But when you go into the Garden State.
Go over a river. There's a river there.
When you enter the Garden State, there's like a seven, eight lane highway.
Right,
that highway goes over water. There's a body of water over there.
What's the name of that body of water? I think I remember that. I can't think of the name.
That's the most dangerous road of the whole trip. Sure. That road, yeah. It's like the Wild West. Everyone is zigging and zagging like a mamish from Shugar.
That's the ideal place to say.
Because that's Sakonis Nefashis. That road, when you get onto the Garden State, everyone there is mamish.
Like,
seven lanes.
And they drive like maniacs. Where are you running? Where are you going? It's unbelievable. The mom is like a wilder. I always laugh when I don't laugh. I always pray for my dear life to get onto that part. Okay, rabbis, let's go further. Now, so this that's a halachic issue. Now here's another. Now let me look at the nusach. The nusach is shetoylicheinu. It is b'loshon rabim. Now another very big issue is l'shalom alamit. Okay, not b'shalom. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person departs from his friend, you should never say b'shalom because of David and Avshalom. David said to Avshalom, you shall go b'shalom. And the end was, he died. He was hung. He died. Whereas, who said lech l'shalom? I already forgot this. Fichol Sarat, so they said Lishalom, they were successful. And Avshalom, David's son, it was said to Lech Bishalom, and he died. So Chazal learned that a person always should say Li and not Bi. The problem is there are many, many, many psukim that indicate the opposite. There are many other ancient nuschois, even in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. It's not at all clear. We'll get that maybe in a few moments. But over here, they're already over here, two words which are explosive words in the standard nusach of the American global melting pot. The global melting pot, the Art Scroll Siddur has selected this nusach where it's written b'lishon rabim and it has the lamed of l'shalom. Now, there's more here. Let's go further. V'sats ideinu l'shalom. Like a footstep. May our footsteps be to peace. V'sadricheinu l'shalom. Okay, this is hadrach, another word. There are many beautiful words to lead us, our footsteps, our v'sadricheinu, to guide us. These are words which are the vocabulary of travelers. L'shalom, v'sagienu, l'mchois chevtzenu, we shall reach the desirous destination. L'chaim, u'l'simcho, u'l'shalom. And then some add v'sacha zireinu l'veisenu l'shalom v'satzileinu mikav kol oyev v'oyrev v'listim v'chayos in parentheses v'chayos rois baderech. It's true. Don't kill yourself. Defensive driving. So driving is a dangerous game.
Raritan Bay.
And that's right when you get on. That's right when you get on to the exit. Right when you get out of Staten Island and you go on to the exit to the Garden State.
It runs a long, long time.
It's very long, many, many lanes.
Right.
Umikol mine furonios hamisrakshois lovo loyalam visishlach brachavia bracha b'chol ma'aseh yodeinu, v'sitneinu l'chin l'ches l'rachm b'ineinu v'inei chor'einu v'sishma kol tachneinu, k'kikel shamea tfila v'sachanun oto. And here this is Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem shamea tfila. Then, now there's a minhag. Wait, what did you say? Here it's Loshon Rabin. Everything in the art, there's a note, there's a number two, okay, there's a footnote here, number two to the bottom. Nusuch Acher Visitneini. From the Magen Avram. Oh, so actually, you're touching upon something very, very important. That's very, very good. Good, good. So over here in the standard nusach they put on the top, I don't know, none of my business. I have no, I'm a nobody to question anything here. Everything here is b'lashon rabim, at least the way it's presented on top. Okay, the footnotes, you want to satisfy all customers. You have a footnote, yiskadal, yiskadel, footnote, yiskadel, mashiach mona geshem, on the bottom, goshem. You got to satisfy your customers. This is America. In America, that's why there are little numbers to satisfy your customers. Everyone should be happy. Okay, so we have over here, everything here is Bloshon Rabin. We have Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shmei Tefila. Now then comes the Minhagim. Now it's very interesting, the Pesukim that have been selected. The Pesukim that have been selected are, there's a lot of stuff here they add into the Seder for Tzilas Derech. This is not the Iker. These Pesukim don't have to say these. The Iker is to make this say the Bracha. But then there's a passage that relates to this week's Parsha. The Yaakov Holach Lidarkoi. Vayifku voy malacher alukim, vayom yakav kasher o machane lukim ze, vayikra shema mokamuhu machanoim, the sixth parsha. Right, the sixth parsha? Okay, end of the parsha. And then Hamalcha Goel, Vishuascha, Vinoyam, Yeshua Seser. Okay, now, let's look at the beginning of the parsha. Our parsha, the beginning. It appears to be a contradiction. The beginning of the parsha says, Vayashkim Yakoi Baboiker. He does this whole thing. And then he says, he says Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, in addition to making a neder, Noidrin Be'ez Sarah, obviously he's in a dangerous place, dangerous location, and he makes a neder. Vayidar Yaakov neder lemar, im yihye Elokim imodi, with me alone. What do you mean me alone? Okay, he's alone. Okay, Ushmarani, he will guard me. Ushmarani, baderech hazem asher onochi holeich. Is this not tefillas haderech? He's asking Hashem to guard him on this derech. You want to say it means a derech of life?
Him in this context means since.
It means what? It
means since, not if. In other words, since God made me these promises, then I'm okay.
Pasuk in Rashi, right? You're quoting Rashi. Rashi says in this im yishmoli avtochos halalu sheheftachtani liyos imadi kimoish amali vihinenach imach ushmarani. Go further. Rashi says what you said. You said somewhere there's a Rashi that says that the word ki is mishamish. Okay, I have to go find the Rashi. Okay, but right now, anyway, this is not the Nusach, but let's, I want to just make a point. Vayidar Yaakov neder lemar. He makes neder. And the neder over here is I'm in a dangerous place. I'm in a dangerous place. Im yelukim imodi. With me. Ushmarani baderech hazesha anochi cholech v'nosan li lechem lechol v'gelosh vishafti. Now, here's another thing that we came across in the Nusach of the Nusach. Vishafti Vishaloim il Besavi. I'm not going home now. I'm going. I'm not on my way. I'm going to be here for 20 years. He ended up being there for 20 years. More even 20 years plus 18 months. Almost 22 years. 20 years and 18 months. Because the journey took him a long time. Vishavti Vishal. Right now when he's departing, he is already praying for my return. Vishavti Vishaloim il Besavi. Okay, fine. So and then he says, what am I going to do? It's interesting that when we go on a journey, we don't make a neder. If you would want to pattern a journey, your journey after Yaakov Avinu's Tfilas HaDerech, Yaakov was in a place of danger. Vayidor Yaakov neder leimar. Mikan shenoidrin be'eis tzara. When we go on our journeys, we don't make nedarim. Why not? So you'll say it's not good to make a neder. So say b'li neder. B'li neder. And give tzedakah. And say ribbono shel olam, if I'm successful, then when I get back, I'm going to dedicate, I'm going to give all my money to the yeshiva. I'm going to give a donation. It is interesting, we don't do that. Yiskar, oh, who would dare not give go to Yiskar? So there's nowhere in the Torah, b'chol ha-Torah kula, that I'm aware of, not that I know anything, I don't even know the Aleph Beis, that says that a precedent that I'm going to give money, b'li neder, or with a neder, whatever, in honor of my parents, in honor of the deceased. Nowhere. But when you're traveling on the road, which we know is very dangerous, even today, it's a miracle every time we get somewhere, you never heard of anyone making a donation in the Yihiratzon. If I'll reach my destination safely, I'll give a dollar. I'll give a quarter. You don't have to give a lot of money. Give even a small token amount of money. Haloi davar, you would think that if Chazal would make nuschois, they would make the neder, abavur shayitin star, I'll give tzedakah, will be for traveling. Yet not. It's interesting, we didn't do that. They only made this concept, there's a precedent when it comes by Yaakov, and for some reason, we don't do this. Even though I know that my mother told me my grandmother a lot today, I don't know why, maybe something was going on in Shemaya, but I know that my mother told me that my grandmother, when she was a young girl, she was traveling on a train somewhere, I don't know where in Europe, I have no idea where, and there was a Rebbe there. It was a big Rebbe. My mother told me the names of all the people, I don't remember anything. It was a big Rebbe on the train, and somehow she passed the Rebbe. It wasn't like today, today, if there's a big Rebbe, he's in first class with an entourage of 50 people, you don't get anywhere near. Those days, everyone mingled among each other. The biggest Rebbe's, the Gedolei Yisrael, and the Rebbe looked at her, and he said to her, give, she said in Yiddish, I don't know the Yiddish, he said to her, give tzedakah so that you will be saved. So this Rebbe, she just happened to see her, give tzedakah so that you will be saved in Yiddish. She was spooked out.
It's like shalich mitzvah, it sounds like.
No, he told her, give tzedakah. So she right away, I don't know, she gave tzedakah. And then not that long after, something happened where she came that close to being killed. There was some meshugana there that was, and like, it was like mamash ruach hakodesh. She had the schus of passing, and here I am today. She happened to pass. So, Vayido Yaakov neder leimar. Yaakov over here, look, Ribbono shel Olam, this is dangerous stuff here. I don't know if I'm going to survive. Going to Lavan, you want to say Ruchnius, Gashmius, I'm going to a danger. Eliphaz wanted to kill him. Last time, when Eliezer went there, Besuel wanted, they switched the drinks. They wanted to kill him. This is a dangerous place here. We're dealing over here with people that have no value of life. And then, even if I'll survive, this guy's a swindler. You know, the Ruchnius, what kind of life am I going to have? No. He made a neder. He made a neder. He made a neder. We don't know the impact of that neder. Now, we're running out of time very quickly. We have until 12:07 to Mincha. And, okay, so this is our bracha. Now, here is the issue. Here is, so Yaakovin, by the way, just two things over there. This is the Lamed, which we're not going to have time to get to. And there is the Lashon Yochid. Here's the question. There's another tefillah, which is in a completely different film. And actually, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a contradiction. In Shulchan Aruch, there are two simonim that deal with praying when you travel. Okay, the first simon is a yehi ratzon of hanichnas li'ir. Okay, the Rebbe of the Ramban, the Ri Bar Yochar, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Here it is. Here it is, Shulchan Aruch, which simon kufyot. In Kuf Yud, that's the siman. That's the siman. That's the siman of Tfilas Haderech. Let me read what it says. In Shulchan Aruch, siman Kuf Yud, Sifkat and Dalit. The nusach is Hayoytze Laderech Yispalel. You should be mispalel. Here outside the middle of Onecha, Hashem Elokeinu Avoseinu Shetoylichenu. B'lashoin rabim. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tzorach, it says, B'ferish in Shulchan Aruch, and there, V'tzorach lo'oimra b'lashoin rabim. Okay, that's what it says. Problem is, later on, in Simin, Reish Lamed, there's another tefillah that you're supposed to say, and that is, Hanichnas le'ir. Hanichnas le'krach. The Mechaber quotes the Lashon, and the Lashon is, where is the Lashon here? He doesn't want to quote the Lashon. Let me find the Lashon of the Gemara. When you come into a city, this is a Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Samach. Okay, there in Shulchan Aruch, Simin, Reish, what did I say it was? Simin, Reish Lamed, it quotes the Gemara word for word. The words of the Gemara are Bichnisosai Mahu Oimer Shetachniseini Belashon Yochit Likrachze Lishalom Nichnas Oimer. When you enter the city, you should say Moidani Lufanach Hashem Lachim Lusainu Shehichnastani Yotza Oimer Moidani Shahoit say Sani Mikrach Zel Lisholim Uchashem Shahoit say Sani Lisholim Kach. Here's the real smoking gun question. Toili Cheni Lisholim Visas Micheni Lisholim. You should guide me and you shall support me. And there's more of that Lashon, which I unfortunately didn't do my homework to actually write it down and quote for you word for word. But in essence, there are two Gemaras. There's a something called Tfilas HaDerech, and there is a Gemara Mesech in Gemara, another Gemara that says that when you enter into a city, you're supposed to thank Hashem for successfully arriving. You never see anyone do this today. Even though it's Mamash and Shulchan Aruch, you never see it when they finally.
What's the definition of the city as opposed to a town? It's Brooklyn to Queens and Queens to Manhattan.
I don't know. He's asking good questions. How do you calibrate all of these halachas in the modern world? I don't know. But you've never seen I never saw anyone do this to fulfill what it says in Simon Reish Lamed, that when you reach your destination, you're supposed to say, Yiratzon. When you're about to enter, when the plane lands on the ground, you should say, I shall come into Tel Aviv in peace. Come into Beit Shemesh, Yerushalayim in peace. Nichnas, when you enter, you say, that I have entered. And then when you leave, which means before you actually go on the journey, but you're leaving the city before you get to the main road, it seems, you shall say, Shehoitse Sani Mikrach Zelish Shalom. And here you already have a shtickel Tfilas HaDerech. Uchashem Shehoitse Sani Lish Shalom, Kach Toilichaini Lish Shalom. May you guide me in peace. So the question is, what's going on? Why is it? So we basically have over here a repetition of Tefillah Saderech. Okay, so the basic gist of the answer is that in a chinami, there are different tefillahs. There is a tefillah that we are mispalel, that the journey itself, we are mispalel, should be safe. And then there is a tefillah when we leave, and there is a tefillah when we enter. And those tefillahs, after a long shach v'tarya in this beautiful sefer, Sha'arim HaHalacha, he explains from the tzlach, and he embellishes a lot of this on his own, and he basically tries to show, is when you leave a city, this is very b'chiddush, doesn't say this b'ferish anywhere, you're not praying that my departure from the city should be successful. When you go, when you drive to the airport, probably I would imagine there are more accidents happen from people who leave their home until to get to the airport than what happens in the airport itself. Okay, it's more dangerous to get to the airport than getting on the plane and flying across the Atlantic Ocean. Then, statistically speaking, more accidents happen there. So you would think that when you're leaving the city, you're packing your bags, you're nervous, you're not 100%, you know, concentrating, and there are very great dangers that lurk on the way to get to the road, which takes, because you can't make the bracha, you can't make the bracha until you actually leave the city. When you're in a place where there's no one living anymore, like when you're on the, like you said, when the wheels pick up, wheels up, when wheels up, that's when you say the Yiratzon. But it took quite a bit of effort and work and danger to get to this point in time. So when you're leaving your house, you're saying a tefillah. So lecha oira, you would argue that the tefillah that you make when you leave your house is basically a pre-tefillah haderech. It's a tefillah haderech to get to the derech. It's a tefillah of getting to the derech. That's, I think, what most people will think. When you leave your home, it says in the Gemara, you're supposed to say a prayer. When you reach your destination, you're supposed to say a prayer. Most people assume that these are prayers, that you're begging Hashem, let the taxi who comes to take me to the airport, let him drive carefully. And let me get there without any traffic, and no confusion, and no agmas nefesh, and no trouble. They shouldn't give me a hard time when I get there. You see what goes on at the airports. It's a zoo. What gets on? And then, oh, Baruch Hashem, that part of the journey has been successful. Now we have to pray that the pilot on the plane is not drunk. It's no joke. Okay? For all there are stories like that. Okay? They're, how come they don't test the pilot for alcohol when, before they get into the plane?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
They have stories.
They do. They, I think the random testing. Yeah, they were drunk,
the airlines are petitioning that only one pilot be instead of two pilots.
Right, now they have heard it on the radio today, right?
What?
That they would only have one pilot on a plane instead of two.
Because there's a shortage of pilots.
Right.
Shortage of pilots now. You know why there's a shortage of pilots. I'm not getting into politics now. But this is... Whatever it is. Nothing now. I'll tell you that. So he explains like this, he says this is incorrect, because there's a contradiction. It's a very small point, but it makes a world of a difference. We have in the Gemara two separate Mamori Chazal. A Maimon Chazal telling you make a bracha tefillah saderech. There's a Maimon Chazal telling you that you make a tefillah pre-derech. Pre-derech means to get to the derech. When you come on the exit of the highway, the Gemara says, you're supposed to make another tefillah right before you enter into the city. When you come to get on the exit, you make there's a tefillah. When you enter into the city, you make a tefillah. When you leave to go back, another tefillah. We would assume all of these tefillahs are exactly the same. Hashem, I'm in a new danger zone. There are unique dangers that occur over the Atlantic. There are dangers that occur in BQE. There are dangers that occur in the airport. These are dangers on the exits. They're all the same exact thing, different types of dangers, different types of tefillahs. If that was correct, why then in the Gemara itself, in one tefillah, is a shetoyli cheinu b'lishon rabim, whereas in the pre-tefillah saderech, it's shetoyli cheini, is everything b'lishon yochid. So he answers something fascinating. This that the Olam thinks that you're praying for your safety to get from your home to the airport, it's not true. You're not davening. You're not praying to Hashem. Shomer pesayim Hashem. You're giving a birchas hoidah. A birchas hoidah must be private. You don't give hoidah, thank you Hashem, all of us together. We do that also. But if you are going on a trip, that means, you know, you have been present. Like this week's on the pasuk, Vayetze Yaakov. You have been in this location for a period of time. I'm leaving this location. Will I come back? Who knows? Whatever will be, will be. If I'll come back, I won't come back. But I'm leaving. I'm not going to be here for a week. I'm not going to be here for a month. I'm not going to be here for a day. I'm leaving this location. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, right? Thank you, Hashem. Joey Newcomb, thank you, Hashem, for my experience in this location. And therefore, everything is b'lashon yachid. And once already you thank Hashem, there's a general rule in prayer that once you thank Hashem for your experience, you should also pray for the future. So once the beginning of the Shevach is b'lashon yachid, because it's a personal birchas hoidah on the past, so memela, we are consistent, we continue to pray for the future, you should also shetoyli cheinile shalom to my destination. There's another rule. Whenever you give hoidah, hoidah demands prayer. That's why after moedim, we say sim shalom. Rav David Cohen always writes about this. Why do we have to have sim shalom? Because he said moedim. Whenever you thank Hashem, you give hoidah, hoidah demands giving, being mespalul again, but it's different. When you're giving hoidah, it's hoidah b'lashon yachid. I'm the traveler. I'm leaving. I had a nice experience here. I hope to come back. I live here. But right now I'm leaving. I have to give hoidah what I had until now. Once already the hoidah is b'lashon yachid, so now when I fulfill the next rule, oh, you give hoidah, you pray, you write it b'lashon yachid. When you travel, it's not hoidah, it's danger. Danger, you need to pull out the heavy guns. You want to be koilel yourself with the tzibur. And the shetoyli cheinu, he learned shadi, you're not dealing with other travelers. Even if you're the only person on the road, there are people every single moment of the day traveling somewhere in the world. You may be traveling here in Brooklyn. You may be traveling on the middle of the night on the Garden State. No, there's no one on the Garden State in the middle of the night. I know, because I was there in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night in the Garden State Parkway, there's mamish no one. There's not, you can go for miles and miles and miles. You don't see a headlight. It's really scary. How are you? You don't see a headlight.
Coming back from the hospital.
There's no one. You come back past the 2 o'clock in the morning, there's no one on the road. So why are you saying Shetoli Cheinu? Well, maybe there's no one on the road over here, but maybe in Eretz Yisrael, on Highway 1, there are people on the road. Or in Kalamazoo, there are people on the road. Somewhere else, there are Jews on the road. There are people on the road somewhere else. So you say the B'lashon Rabim. But when you're going from your home to the airport and there's gridlock traffic, there are millions of people trying to get from Brooklyn to the airport, you still say B'lashon Yochid? Because this is not a prayer of safety. Safety? No, that's, you always need safety. Shemir b'sayim Hashem, yidavin shemon eshe in the morning, that was your prayer for safety. This is a birchas hoidah. I've been here until now, and now I'm leaving. I have to acknowledge, someone told me on Shabbos, that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, someone wrote of all the minhagim of Yaakov Kamenetsky, many of his minhagim, is one of his great-grandchildren, and he wrote that after 90 years old, when he, I don't know how old he was when he was nifter, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, 95, when he reached 90, every time he went to sleep, even an afternoon nap, he said vidui. He said a full vidui. Ashamnu Baganu, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and someone was eavesdropping, he went to rest, and he heard him from behind the wall, the thin walls in Eretz Yisrael, Ashamnu Baganu, Gozalnu, Dibarnu Dofi. So this guy freaked out of his mind. Rav Yaakov told him, I have to lie down now. I need a rest. He went into the room, and from behind the walls, this fellow heard him saying, vidui. He thought he was dying. I'm not feeling well, I have to lie down. I need rest. And he's saying, vidui. He thought his mom's dying. He called Atzala. And then his son came, and his son says, what did you do? What did you do? You called, what? He needs to rest. He lied down, and he was saying, vidui. So his son started laughing. He said, my father, since he's 90 years old, every time he goes to sleep, he's worried, he won't wake up. So he says vidui every single time. Every time you leave flapash. Chas v'shol, no one's going anywhere. But you give a birchas hoidah. Thank you, Hashem. You gave me safety, security, success, satisfaction in flapash. I'm now going to New Jersey, okay? I hope to come back to Flatbush soon, but in the meantime, I birchas hoidah. I thank you for leaving this city, for what you've given me, and that has to be b'lashon yachid, just like moedim d'rabbanon is b'lashon yachid. And once you say B'loshon Yochid Nemela, so you continue to be Mespalo for the future, not Mitarach, it's not a heavyweight tefillah. It's because that's the rule. The rules are whenever you give Hoidah, you have to be Mashlem with tefillah. But because you begin the Iker is the Hoidah B'loshon Yochid, so you Messiah B'loshon Yochid. But in the other Siman in Shulchan Aruch, we're dealing with the tefillah you make when you're on the road. That's the real sakana, that's the heavy-duty sakana. There you say B'loshon Rabim. That's not Hoidah, that's danger. And there you take a say B'loshon Rabim. So I want to say that's the pshat in this pasuk, fourth pshat. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova vayele chorona. Why does it say Vayetze? Let it just say vayele chorona. We have three answers. Rashi, pana Hoidah, pana Ziv, pana Hadara. The other answer he gave, the Shleim Yitzin, he cites some, I don't know who he cites some, one was, Vayetze l'shem yichud, kutshu b'ruch l'shchini b'dechil l'chim l'yachay mitzvahs kibur eim. Vayele charonu l'shem yichud kibur af. The third answer was, he stopped over in the Beis Medrash for 14 years. Another answer. Vayetze Yaakov, I'm leaving. This is a significant thing. It's not, oh, stop, I'm going. Vayele charonu. Oh, excuse me, where have you been until now? I've been over here. Don't you owe this place a thank you? Don't you have to stop and pause? This is where this mokoim, Hashem has been good to me. He has given me shelter, protection here. Just forget about it. Run away to a better place, to a new place. This is Eshel also. Run away? You can't do that. When Hayoitse Minoir, you have to be Mespala. What's the tefillah? A Birchas Hoidah. A Birchas Shevach. Thank you, Hashem, for what you've given me in this location. Now, Vayel Chorona. You just can't leave without saying thank you to the Mokoim. That's answer number four. Okay, we'll stop here. Anyone wants to stay? We'll daven mincha. I did get a 30 out of it.